You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Thanks for joining us on Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. You have tuned into the segment entitled Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert. And unfortunately, Joseph could not be in the studio on this morning, so he called upon a couple of his right-hand people to get the job done. So let me introduce myself. My name is Jason Talbert. I have a couple of businesses that I actually own. I have a cleaning company, I have a management company, and I also have a group of leaders and entrepreneurs around Jacksonville, Florida, that I lead as well. Then I have a very special guest here with me, Miss Sherelle Jackson. Sherelle, you want to tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Of course. Good morning, everyone. I am so happy to be here at Praise 107.9. I actually have a background in bookkeeping, extensive background in property management, resume preparation, and job search assistance. Developing wealth and finance is a very big thing to me. It's something I specialize in. It's something I look forward to. It's something that I enjoy doing. So I am here for any questions. If you want to give us a call, I'm here anytime. I'll be more than happy to answer what I can for you. But like I said, I'm happy that you have me.
And she said she was nervous.
Still am.
Thanks for being here, Ms. Sherelle. We definitely appreciate your time and your expertise that you're going to bring to this segment, of course. So keeping in the vein that Joseph has already been going in, he's been talking about generational wealth and riches and, you know, what's abundance and extra, having enough, and, you know, what's sufficient and what's not sufficient. So we decided that this morning we wanted to start off with just kind of giving our own definitions of what wealth is to you. Sherelle, you want to take it?
Well, my definition of wealth, I know a lot of people would think more on the monetary type of wealth. My thing is I have to enjoy what I love doing. I have to be happy with it. I want to get up and, you know, go to work or go into my business to do it. To me, that makes me happy. I feel wealthy doing that. I know everybody has different definitions of it, but for me, it's just all about doing what you love to do. That's what keeps me going in the morning. Like I said earlier, we were discussing, I recently just, you know, left a job in property management. Like I said, I've been doing it forever, and I had to step out on faith and left it and started my own business and working forward.
Good. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And just a few words of encouragement. It's not going to all be peaches and cream.
Right.
It's not going to all be rainbows and sunshine.
Yes.
But it will definitely be worth it in the end. And I'm actually happy you brought that up, because the Bible says that a good man leaves riches for his children's children. Not just his children, but his children's children. And this is where it starts. So we thank you for sharing that. If we want to go with my definition of how I define wealth, wealth is a place of kind of just being almost content of where you are. You can be rich in family. You can be rich in happiness, rich in joy. It's not always necessarily quantified as money, but a lot of times it is quantified as money. So that's my definition. Then I looked it up on my best friend Google, and what he told me was that wealth is the abundance of valuable possessions or money. It's a state of being rich with material property or prosperity. Some people buy boats and cars, and that displays their wealth to them. So now we've kind of got your definition, my definition, and then what Google considers the definition as well.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for joining us this wonderful Saturday on Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. This is brought to you by The Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company, and The Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. If you have any questions or want additional information, please don't call us while you're driving. Pull over and give us a shout at 904-296-2251. If you're a little shy, don't want to be on the air, feel free to give us a call anytime at our direct business line. That number is 904
533-6154.
Thank you for those who heard that. Those are just a couple of our sponsors. So we'll just jump right on in. First thing I want to do is talk about, I was researching some things, and a story about this dude named Dave Ramsey came up. And this guy, he was blessed in way more ways than one. He was fortunate enough to become very wealthy, kind of on his own. He wasn't really a man of faith, and he didn't really apply the biblical principles to his finances. So without this solid foundation, he lost everything. But God gave him a second chance, and the second time was much different. Dave was actually a Christian at this point, and he began to learn God's ways of handling money and what the Bible says about it. Don't know if you know, but there are over 2,000 scriptures, Sherelle,
really?
That pertains to money, how to handle it, how to manage it, how to be a good steward. Over 2,000 scriptures.
I did not know that.
We talk about everything else, you know, up under the sun, but then we kind of get kind of scared to talk about wealth and things like that. But it's actually biblical.
Exactly.
Over 2,000 scriptures are in the Bible about it. So wealth, to me, can be a blessing or a curse.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the money that's the problem, though. It's our attitude toward it and behind
it. I agree.
Families with generational wealth, for example, can leave legacies of giving and humility and gratitude towards God for all his blessings. But then the alternative is to raise up the next generation as reality TV stars. Do you know what I'm saying? Not passing down that the root of what it means to have money and how to manage it.
The ethics behind it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So then the question is, how do we ensure lasting legacies that give glory to God and use our wealth to fulfill his calling?
Mm.
And in my research, Dave says some things about wealth, and he kind of categorizes it as in four parts. He has it now, then, us, and them. And I liked it because it was kind of mainstream. You didn't have to think about it. You understood exactly what he was saying. So let's start with the now. In this stage, you got individuals focusing on making it from day to day. They really can't think much about the future because they're kind of overwhelmed with the present. And this is where most people start with their money. And that's okay. Because little by little, as budgets start to work and, you know, debts decrease and savings increase, people transition into the then.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to many people, I coach many people, and they are right there in that now. They're just trying to make ends meet. They're not even sure if they should, you know, kind of step out on faith. I know I have rent coming up. I know I have my car note coming up. So because I know that, I'm going to kind of be stuck where I am because of my now.
I was in the now.
A lot of us are in the now. And to be honest with you, I kind of am still in the now.
Yeah.
That's just the truth. But with the right principles of what the Bible says on how to guard your money and be good stewards of it, not before long, I will be out of the now stage.
Right.
So then, after you get out of the now stage, then you get into the then. And the future becomes to come a little bit more clear. It comes into view, and a vision is kind of starting to take shape. College savings and retirement investments are possible. And then finally, there's breathing room.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in this wonderful Saturday morning. This is brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company, and the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. If you have any questions or would like additional information, please don't call us while you're driving. Pull over. Give us a shout at 904-296-2251. And if you're a little shy, don't want to be on the air, that's okay. Feel free to give us a call anytime at our direct business line. That number is 904-533-6154.
So God says that you're supposed to plan and think about and have a vision. Without mm-hmm. a vision, the people perish, is mm-hmm. actually what the Bible says. So it's not faith to live hand to mouth your whole life. This is not proper biblical stewardship. And with that, you have to, when making a plan, you've got to work. You can't be lazy. Right. You can't, you kind of got to be proactive.
I think, Jason, that's my biggest thing. You have to put the effort behind it. Nothing can be achieved without working. It's tiring. Yes, sometimes we don't want to, get up in the morning and do what we have to do. But like you said, there has to be a plan. You have to see the end result. You just have to, have that drive to do it. Mm-hmm. That way you're not, tied to, mm-hmm. working for someone else mm-hmm. forever in a day. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to make the money while you're still at the house.
Right.
You want your income to still be coming in, but you have to, not being lazy and just push and just drive on it. That's my biggest thing.
And I think the not being lazy part mm-hmm. would be easier to overcome when you have a vision in
place.
When
exactly.
you know
it
your
all
why.
Ties together.
When
right.
That's why it's important to have your vision plan, your vision statement. And
right.
some people might think that, it's okay, we'll come up with it later on. But it's like playing darts in the dark
mm-hmm.
and hoping that you hit a bullseye.
Right.
But if I know what the target is, I have a better chance of hitting
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So with that being said about the laziness and really getting your hands dirty and getting in there and grinding for what you want, Proverbs 10:4 says, lazy hands make for poverty. But diligent hands brings wealth. So what that is telling me is that I have to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
Day in, day
out.
Blood, sweat, tears. People following you, then dropping off the very next day.
Mm-hmm.
People promoting you, then having things bad to say about you the very next day.
Exactly.
Those things are going to happen, and it is okay. Hey. Trust me. I have not worked a corporate job in 3 years, going on 4 years, and I'm not professing to know everything, but I do know a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to run into these problems, and it's okay. It's going to affect you, and you got to go through it as you feel like you need to go through it and
right.
allow yourself that process, that healing time. But never forget your why. Never forget your purpose, and work hard for it.
Right.
I wake up some days, and it's like, oh, Lord, here we go again. Go in my office, and I'm in there for hours and hours and hours, and then it's like, what I just did, did that really help? And maybe you won't see the fruits of that just yet.
Right.
But at some point,
you will.
You have to believe
mm-hmm.
that you will. Otherwise, why are you kind of doing it? You know what I'm saying? So, moving right along. Us. Let's get to the us part. So us happens when we become intentional. When we become intentional, I'm going to say it again. When we become intentional about changing our lives and not just our lives, our family tree. Assuming that we teach our children, proper spiritual stewardship, that God owns everything and we just manage it for his glory.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Remember to smile this morning. You are blessed, for the Lord granted you another day to draw breath. You are tuned in to The Harvest Group Institute, a biblical training company. On Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. And the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. If you have any questions or want some additional information, feel free to give us a shout at 904-296-2251. Or give us a call on our direct business line. That number is 904-533-6154.
Before we went off to our sponsors, I made a statement, and it's a very powerful statement. God owns everything. God
yes.
owns everything.
Yes.
He has just allowed us to manage it and for his glory. That's
yes.
where we become confused as well.
Exactly.
If he owns everything and we manage it, we have to know that we manage it for his glory.
Right.
If we manage it for his glory, then that means that we must manage it in a way that drives people to him,
exactly.
that drives the focus to him, not drive the focus to us and how great we are. And we were able to build this business from $0 and open up these many locations from our garages. And it sounds great, and it is a big accomplishment. But at the end of the day, we're doing it all for his glory. And then when we begin to know that, then we can prepare our children and we can pass it down to them, and we can begin to instill in them how to get it, how to maintain it, and let them know at an early age that before you pass on this earth, you should be setting up something, not for your children, for your children's children.
I agree with that. With when you speak about the children, and starting them at an early age, understanding that and believing. I have nephews, and they started at early ages, you know, understanding finances and budgets and savings and, you know, not always spending every dollar, but truly understanding the concept behind it and not wanting to just, you know, run out and buy things. And now at 19 and I think 24, especially the 19-year-old, he's very, very conservative with this, you know, with his money. You know, he understands it. He has a plan. He budgets, you know, and going back to the working hard and not being lazy, he works,
right?
You know, he puts forth the effort behind it, you know, at such a young age. So I really agree with that, starting children early to understand that.
And there is not, as soon as a child is able to understand, that's when it's time.
Yes.
As soon as they're able to learn their ABCs and all that kind of stuff, if you can teach them ABCs, then you can teach them how
about
to manage
money.
Their money and teach them how to be wealthy and trickle that down from generation to generation. I have a friend. He is, I think he's somewhere between the ages of 25 and 29. Very, you know, rather young. He's actually an investor in one of my companies. And this was, almost 2 years ago that originally invested in the company. And he just set himself up. I don't know who taught him or where it came from, but he is a great example of how to be good stewards over your over your money, and how to manage the things that God has put under your care. I want to get to the them portion of what we were talking about so that I don't lose track. So when you're in the them mode, it allows us to broaden our vision beyond our families.
That's right.
This is the part that I love. We seek out ways to meet needs of others. We seek it out. We don't wait for it to come to us are in a place where we're like, you know what? I want to sow. I want to give. I want to do this. Who can I give it to? What is the good ground? And that's the thing too, planting into good ground. A lot of times people say, I give, and I'm just done giving because I haven't received what God has promised me to receive. But it also talks about sowing on good ground.
Right.
Is it rocky ground? Is it thorny ground? Or is it the good ground that can produce harvest?
Are you giving from your heart? Are you giving freely and cheerfully? Or are you giving just for a recognition? Oh, I gave this or that. You must give cheerfully and freely.
Yep. So Luke 21, 1-4, I just want to touch on that. Jesus saw the rich people putting their gifts into the treasury, and he saw also a poor widow putting in two mites, which is just copper coins. And he said, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all gave out of their abundance or their surplus. But she has contributed out of her lack and her want, putting in all that she had on which to live." And I think that speaks directly on what you were just talking about. The Bible says be a cheerful giver.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's me again, and thank you for tuning in. This is brought to you by the Harvest Group Institute,
a Bible-based training company. And the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. Come out and share a laugh with us this evening, August 18th. And if you have any questions or want additional information, please give us a shout at 904-296-2251. Or feel free to give us a call at our direct business line. That number is 904-533-6154.
So the Bible verse that I've written down is 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 about giving with a cheerful heart. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. I think that's what you were just talking about.
Yes.
For God loves a cheerful giver. And that just speaks volumes. I know they teach us that verse when we're, you know, when we're young people, but you have to do it out of being cheerful about it. Not because I have a little bit left over. Who do I want to give it to?
Right.
You know, that's not the attitude that God is talking about. You should become happy
when you exactly.
You know what? I know so and so and so and so, and she could really use this blessing right now.
Exactly.
That should make me happy
to do it.
Absolutely.
And not for recognition. Exactly.
Yes. You see a lot of people when they give, they're on Facebook, they're posting, hey, this homeless man asked me for a dollar and I gave it to him. Let's take a picture with the homeless man. Cheese. And I was on Facebook. Are you really giving because it made you happy, or are you really giving
just
so somebody could say, oh, he's nice, he's
exactly
a giver. And we've got to get out of that. I try to do my giving, at least now that I'm in this season where God is just teaching me so much, I really, really try to give where nobody even kind of knows that I'm giving. Mm-hmm. Even yesterday, like, nobody knows this even till now. I think it was yesterday. I was at Burger King. I was getting some food, and I saw this. He was clearly a homeless man, and he walked up to the lady behind the register and said, he whispered it to her, like, can I have a burger? And I heard her say, I'll have to ask my manager really quick. I just stopped her on the way to the back to get the manager. I said, what did he say he wanted? He said he just wanted a hamburger. Here, just lift my card up to her. Nobody ain't got to know. Only reason that the people knew that, because the lady behind the counter was like, he just paid for your meal, sir. But even when she said it, I'm like, oh, that's not what.
That's not what you want. Exactly.
But we've got to get to that place where we're giving just because it's the right thing to do. And every time you give, it is a seed sown.
Exactly.
And from every seed has to come a harvest.
Exactly. And then to touch on that, giving sometimes doesn't necessarily mean giving money.
Right.
It could be a smile.
Right.
It could be
right.
Offering someone a ride, a phone call. I do it all day long, you know, all day long, just smiling and just talking. I end up, you know, talking to someone for 15, 20 minutes, and they'll come back and say, you know, I really needed that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. The most valuable thing that I personally have at my disposal is my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I get grief from, you know, people, and they don't mean any harm. They're just saying, hey, Jay, are you sure you're not wasting your time? Are you sure you're going to get an increase? Are you sure this is going to come back? Are you sure? I'm not even thinking about
that, you know,
at that moment. Do I want it to come back? Do I want to see a harvest? Of course I do. But that's
right now,
that's not what I'm thinking about. I coach a lot of people for free, not expecting anything in return, just because I know that you need it. And if I do it that way, it has to happen where it comes back. Because then they're going to say, you know what? I got this dude, you know, when they're talking to their friends, I got this dude who helped me out.
Exactly.
And now that's a potential customer that I could possibly gain some revenue from, you know?
On this blessed Saturday, how are you giving today? You are tuned in to the Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company here on Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience, and the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. Come out tonight, August 18th, and share a laugh with us. For more information, give us a call at 904-533-6154. That is 904-533-6154.
I have a Bible verse that I do want to share with you all, and feel free to jump in at any moment, Sherelle. And it's about just putting hope in your wealth, and it kind of goes along with what we were just saying. It's Proverbs 23:4-5. It says, do not wear yourself out to get rich.
I love that.
I'm gonna say it again. Do not wear yourself out to get
rich.
Do not trust your own cleverness.
Mm-hmm.
As smart and pretty and as bright and all that in a bag of chips as you are. This is not my word. So if you got a problem with it, you got to take it up with
Proverbs God. Proverbs 23:4-5.
It says, do not trust your own cleverness. cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. Mm-hmm. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. So that's when you're...
Read that one more time. Okay. That's a good one.
Proverbs 23:4-5. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Mm. When your focus is on the money probably won't come.
Exactly.
Yes, money motivates us, and I'm not saying not to have it motivate you, but when money is your sole purpose, when money is your sole goal, that's when the money isn't going to come as easily. You know how they say when you're looking for a relationship, looking for a girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, partner, stop looking. And the moment you stop looking, it's
that's when
come.
They come. Exactly.
Now, I'm going to put that out to you all. Stop looking for the money, quote unquote, and that's when the money will start to come to you. Just start pouring into people. Start being a servant. That servantship is really, really heavily on my heart. That's really how I live my life. Mm-hmm. I am definitely a servant, although it can hurt sometimes when mm-hmm. you don't get the results that you want.
Right.
At the end of the day, when you go to a restaurant and the servant comes to offer you your water or your meal,
right,
not once do you want to hear about what they're going through at home.
Right.
Not once are you concerned about exactly. how long it took them to get to work. You might empathize with them.
Exactly.
Great, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry the bus was late. I'm sorry the Uber driver didn't get there, whatever. But at the end of the day, I need my water exactly. and I want my food hot. Because exactly. you're a servant.
Exactly. Well, it goes back into what you opened with, asking about what does wealth mean to you. Putting your hope in your wealth, put it into your wealth. What does wealth mean to you? You know, it may not necessarily mean money, so you just have to put it into what you believe wealth is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With all of this studying and researching and everything, I think the thing that stands out most to me is that I already knew it, but I guess I didn't put it in these words before. God owns everything.
Yes, he does.
He just thought of you enough to have you manage it.
To just be a part of it, yes.
And he doesn't need me to do it. He could use anybody yes. to do it. It's just a blessing. I'm grateful
exactly.
that I could be just a mere vessel in the grand scheme of things to accomplish what God has set out.
Exactly.
And then in the end, my goal, no matter what, is to always give the glory back to God.
To him.
You know, let me help you. Let me be a blessing to you. But at the end of the day, after I give you my time, after I give you my money, after I give you all of this, the next thing coming out of my mouth is, do you know God? How can I make you closer to God? It wasn't me that gave you this. God just gave me enough to give to you. I always have to find a way to give the glory back to God.
Him.
And when you give the glory to God, all the wealth will be given unto
back
you.
To you.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You don't seek him first for the things to be added unto
right.
you, but when you seek him, because you seek him
exactly.
first, then the things will be added unto you.
That's it.
All right, Jacksonville, we are out of here and we are out of time. We so thank you for tuning in to Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. Thank you to Joseph Tober and the Harvest Group Institute for giving us the opportunity to come in and share a little bit of what God has given to us. Ms. Sherelle, do you have any closing remarks you want to give to the people?
I am just happy that you had me. I really enjoyed myself, and hopefully I'll be back. Just hope everyone have a good day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jacksonville. We are signing off. You guys have a great day, and always, we love you.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.